Russian authorities arrested an Uzbek national accused of assassinating the head of Russia's chemical, radiological, and biological weapons unit. Officials didn't name the 28-year-old suspect, but alleged Ukrainian intelligence recruited him to carry out the attack. The suspect reportedly used a homemade bomb hidden on an electric scooter to target Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov outside his Moscow apartment. The explosion killed Kirillov and his assistant. Authorities claimed the suspect installed a camera to live stream the scene and detonated the bomb remotely as Kirillov exited the building. Russia alleged the suspect admitted Ukraine promised him $100,000 and relocation to a European Union country in exchange for the assassination. Authorities detained the suspect near Moscow. Ukraine's SBU intelligence service claimed responsibility for the attack, describing Kirillov as a legitimate target. Ukrainian officials accused him of directing the use of banned chemical weapons during Russia's invasion of Ukraine, allegations Moscow denied. The SBU released footage it claimed shows the moments before the bombing. Kirillov's death is part of a series of targeted assassinations against Russian military figures linked to the war in Ukraine. Last month, Ukrainian forces claimed responsibility for the deaths of a Russian naval captain and a former prison chief in separate bombings. The UK and other countries sanctioned Kirillov for his alleged role in deploying chemical agents and spreading disinformation. Russian officials defended him, describing Kirillov as a patriot who worked against Western actions. Russia's investigative committee treated the killing as an act of terrorism. The Kremlin accused Ukraine of using terrorist methods. While Ukrainian officials argued military figures like Kirillov were legitimate targets due to their involvement in the conflict.